This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I posted an article the other day that has received a very strong positive response, and the article asks the question of those student anti-gun protesters. It asks, when the government death squads come for your loved ones, how will you stop them? See, this is the most important question that no one's daring to ask about gun rights versus gun control. You know, it's very easy for people to say that nobody should have a gun and that all gun violence would stop. But in fact, what they're arguing for is that guns be monopolized by the government itself. And if you look at history, governments, when they control a monopoly of power, very frequently become dangerous tyrannical regimes and carry out mass murder via death squads. It's happened so many times throughout history that anyone who isn't aware of that is historically illiterate. It's happened in the Cultural Revolution. It's happened with the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. It's happened in Fidel Castro's Cuba. It's happened under Joseph Stalin in Russia. It happened under numerous regimes throughout Central and South America over the years. And you could even argue that it happened in America when the Native American Indians were not armed with guns, but the colonizing forces were. So you can't argue that that doesn't happen. It happens so frequently and repeatedly that it is a mainstay of human history. The truth is that concentration of power or absolute power usually results in absolute tyranny. Look at North Korea today. Look at communist China. You know, look at Cuba. Look at Venezuela, for that matter. You've got a concentration of firepower in the hands of the government and a disarmed population that becomes enslaved subjects. And so it's very easy for students to say, oh, these guns killed these children in this Parkland school shooting, but they can't see how many people have not been murdered this month by a government, by our government, because the citizens have a Second Amendment. How many deaths does the Second Amendment prevent? What kind of genocide or how many episodes of genocide or mass murder does the Second Amendment prevent? You see, since prevention involves an event that did not happen, you can't easily point to that and say, well, oh my God, 10 million lives were saved because we have a Second Amendment, which kept the government under control and prevented it from becoming a totalitarian death squad regime out of control. You can't point to that because it didn't happen. But they do point to, oh, 15 people died in a shooting. That's horrible, and they want to take away all our guns because of that. Well, what happens if they take away all our guns? Things might be fine for a year or two, although I would argue against that because of the criminal element that is armed. But even if you assume that, before long, some tyrant takes control of the White House and uses the fact that the public is disarmed as a way to enslave and control the masses at the end of a gun, which is what Mao argued for, of course. And some people on the left say that Donald Trump is, in fact, that Nazi tyrant. They claim that, not me. They claim he's Hitler. They claim he's evil and that he wants a totalitarian dictatorship. Well, if that's the case, then why wouldn't you want to be armed to stop him, according to your own logic? It makes no sense for the left to say, that Trump is this evil tyrant who's going to be a dictator over the country, and we should all turn in our guns to the Trump administration. That makes no sense whatsoever, but that's exactly what the left is saying, which just shows you that their gun control arguments are never rooted in logic or facts or history or reason. They're rooted in emotional appeal, which doesn't stand up to the scrutiny of actual hard facts and logic. It's just people are angry. People are angry because children died and they want a convenient scapegoat, the NRA or gun owners or the Second Amendment. Very easy for them to say that. Very hard for them to realize how many lives are saved by the Second Amendment. So as you watch this gun control, I don't know what you call it, movement, as you watch it unfold, keep in mind what the students are not telling you and what they're not even aware of because they haven't lived long enough to have any real wisdom or experience or, frankly, any knowledge about history. Here's what they're not telling you. Guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens save lives. And more guns save more lives. And when a population is armed, it saves the most lives of all because it prevents governments from becoming tyrannical, genocidal regimes that conduct mass murder, as they have done throughout human history. When the death squads come for you, how will you defend yourself? And the answer is the Second Amendment. And that's why the death squads don't exist yet in America. The minute you give up your Second Amendment, the minute you're disarmed, the death squads run rampant. And if you don't think, if you still are skeptical, you don't think that that can happen, I would turn your attention to the Philippines right now, where the president there, Duterte, announced a death squad effort to eliminate drug dealers outside of due process of law. And he published a list, essentially, of drug dealers and put out a bounty on them and allowed anyone, essentially anyone, to run around the Philippines and murder the drug dealers and collect the bounties. And there are husband-wife teams that are actually paid government assassins right now in the Philippines. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is mainstream news. It's well known. In fact, it's a very popular policy in the Philippines because it's getting rid of the drug dealers. And the president has a lot of support for this policy, by the way. But it is happening. These are death squads. And it's happening right now. This is today. And there are death squads in Venezuela right now. If you condemn the government, if you speak out against Maduro, I think that's his name, then you are targeted by government death squads or you're hauled off to the gulag. Same thing in North Korea, same thing in communist China. This is real right now. And if you're not aware of these things happening, then you're simply not informed because they are happening everywhere. Well, not everywhere, but I mean across our world, they are happening right now. And it could come to America if we don't have a Second Amendment. So bottom line, the Second Amendment is what tells tyrants, don't even try that. The Second Amendment means you got 100 million Americans who are armed, so the government realizes maybe we shouldn't try sending out death squads to kill our political enemies, you see. The Second Amendment saves lives. Students are too young, too inexperienced, too historically illiterate to know this, and they're too emotionally wrapped up in their own fame and social media publicity right now to even pay attention to truth when it comes to gun statistics, gun rights versus gun deaths, and so on. So, but you, listening to this, you are well informed. You can follow all this and keep it in mind, and I'm thankful that you do so. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Watch my videos at vimeo.com/healthranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com, or check out my new upcoming YouTube alternative video community called real.video. Yep, it's real.video. And boy, we're going to have some free speech there, that's for sure. And all of you who are pro-Second Amendment, by the way, are welcome to have a channel there. We're going to talk about gun rights and self-defense and tactical shooting defense all day long. It's going to be really very informative and very helpful for society. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Be safe and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.